Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Last year, severe convective storms accounted for a record high of $64 billion in losses, according to Swiss Re, with 85% of them emanating from the United States. Already this year, we've been seeing devastating outbreaks in states across the Northeast and Midwest, which are a reminder of the constant threat these deadly storms can have. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Elizabeth Victor, Senior NatCat Specialist for Swiss Re. Elizabeth, so glad you could join us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, Elizabeth, in the U.S., is the U.S. more prone to convective storms and tornadoes than the rest of the globe? And if so, why is that?
So especially if you talk about tornado activity, that's certainly true. So there, the U.S. has a uniquely favorable environment for severe convective storms. And that's mainly because in the U.S., you don't have a major mountain range that reaches from east to west, but we have one that reaches from north to south. And right east to the Rocky Mountains, you have the Great Plains, which is a really large area and relatively flat. So any humid and hot air that comes up from the Gulf of Mexico and the cold and dry air that comes down from Canada can interact without much obstacle. And that really creates ideal conditions for the development of severe storms.
Now, these weather events seem to be getting more frequent and more powerful. What's the reason for that?
So there's actually no clear consensus whether these events are going to become more frequent or more severe. What we do see is certainly that the reports are becoming more frequent. So because of 24-hour news media, social media, and also better instruments that we have to observe these events, we record them better, so we count more of them. But that doesn't necessarily mean that there are actually more events, because tornadoes are very small, they're short-lived. So there's lots of areas in the U.S. where we don't have enough people living there. And so there are obviously also tornadoes that come unnoticed. And that's actually quite difficult because from an atmospheric science point of view, that also makes it quite difficult to understand how that's going to develop in the future. So because they're so small, we can't really model them well in weather models or in climate models. So we have to work with proxies. We have to work with probabilities of whether it's likely or not to have a tornado. And the most recent findings that we have on that is that tornado activity is most likely to reduce a little bit in the Great Plains and increase a little bit towards the east of the U.S. and in the southeast. But that comes with a lot of uncertainty because it's so difficult to grasp tornadoes in modeling. And also, if you think about climate change, there are two competing effects that we have to take into account. So because we have a warmer atmosphere, we expect more instability, so generally more thunderstorms. But at the same time, we expect less wind shear, and that is needed for the formation of tornadoes. So we have these two competing effects, and it's not clear how that's going to turn out in the future.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
What impact are these weather events having on property insurers and reinsurers?
So the influence on severe convective storm losses due to hazard changes is still quite limited up to this point. But if you look into the last 15 years of annual average severe convective storm losses in the U.S., we certainly see a big increase. So we see an about 8% per year increase on those losses. The main drivers for that are general inflation specific to construction cost. But beyond that, it's also economic growth, urbanization, and spatial expansion. So we basically have more people and more value in harm's way. And finally, we also see changes in vulnerability that make it well, that make the probability of losses higher, for example, due to more solar panels on roofs. And seeing these drivers for the insurance industry, that really means that we have to be much more diligent to make sure that we have exposure data that is up to date, so that we really have a good estimation, a realistic estimation of the replacement costs. And we also understand where exactly the risks are located and have more information on the characteristics of those risks.
Can the property insurance industry keep pace with these types of weather events and still remain profitable?
So far, we've been able to keep up, even though, for example, if we look at the 80s, since then, the loss burden related to cat losses has increased by an inflation-adjusted factor of 10, and we've been able to keep up with that. And in the future, we're definitely still play a major role in managing cat losses. What's crucial for the insurance industry and for the reinsurance industry is that we provide these covers at a price that is adequately reflecting the risk. And that's actually where we can play a major role. So we can really help put a price tag on the risk, and that helps property owners to compare what does it cost for me to get insurance versus what do I have to invest to reduce the losses. And for that, the insurance industry needs to have a realistic view on the present day risk. And that means also not focusing too much on the past and getting too stuck on what we've seen in the past, but really understand what the present day hazard looks like. And then also taking into account the exposure, as I said, the most latest data that we have there.
Elizabeth, where do you see the insurance industry headed from here when it comes to natural catastrophes?
So we're in the business of risk. So it's in our interest that we really that we stay on top of what the scientific community is working on, what their findings are, so that we really make sure that we understand the perils that we cover as well as we can, because that is the foundation to really come up with a price that is adequate, reflecting the risk. For example, if you look at flood in the US, flood was always considered uninsurable. And in recent years, though, we've seen a lot of developments in modeling approaches or in technology that really changed that. And now we sort of have much more confidence in underwriting that. And, you know, today we're talking about tornado, and we're improving a lot in understanding tornado risk and how that peril develops. But we also invest a lot in understanding wildfire, for example. So there, the industry is really consistently working towards a better understanding.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you.
That was Elizabeth Victor, Senior NatCat Specialist for Swiss Re. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.